This is Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Again, Throwback Thursday, 1991, Kiawah Island, the Ryder Cup War at the Shore. That's our Throwback Thursday, so this is Guns N' Roses, so we bring it back for you. Alex Strofe joins us, ESPN Madison. He's also host of Green Bay Game Day on ESPN Wisconsin to talk about tonight's game, not only Thursday Night Football, but then the big news yesterday. The Bucks get Damian Lillard in a trade with the Portland Trailblazers. How are you, my friend?
I'm good, buddy. Always good catching up with you. Yeah, yesterday was a nice day. Actually, let me rephrase that, Tony D. This week has been a big week, right? Wisconsin sports fans are completely spoiled this week. You have the largest comeback in Packers history in the fourth quarter on Sunday as the Packers come back, beat the Saints. You feel really good about Jordan Love. I know we'll talk about that in a minute. Then a couple days later, it's still in a loss, but the Cubs also lose. So now the Brewers win the NL Central, and now yesterday, Damian Lillard coming to shake things up in Milwaukee. An exciting week to be here in Wisconsin.
Let's get to that trade. It caught everybody by surprise. Was there early rumblings that Milwaukee was in discussions? Did this come as a surprise to those of you closer to the story?
Yeah, I was surprised. There was some rumblings a couple of weeks ago, but to be real honest with you, Tony, I thought to myself when I heard it, it is what it is. I think we were all on the same page. I thought he was going to end up in Miami still, even though those two teams couldn't figure out a way to get to a deal. And luckily, look, John Horst, the general manager of the Bucks, there was that viral clip of Giannis after the first round exit, talking about successes, right? Whether or not that last season was a failure, the question asked by our buddy Eric Thame from The Athletic. And John Horst has pretty much been saying, without actually saying, last season was not good enough, right? I mean, they fired the head coach, Mike Budenholzer, who won you a title 2 years ago. Now you ship out Jrue Holiday, who also won you a title 2 years ago, to bring in Damian Lillard. It is a fascinating move. It has got to be, if not the best, one of the best 1-2 punches in the entire NBA now. And I saw the betting odds, the Bucks now the title favorite heading into 23-24. So, yeah, it was a surprise, a fun one at that, but I think it'll be a lot of fun.
How was Giannis's message to the team? How was it received? Was it for this? Meaning, hey, listen, I want some change, but was it get a guy like Lillard? What was he telegraphing to the Bucks with his comments this offseason?
Yeah, I, to be real honest with you, I love Giannis's transparency. And, you know, I think we gave a guy who was also in our market, like Aaron Rodgers, a hard time for transparency and honesty and asking to be for the team to go in and make moves that make you a championship contender. Now, obviously, that didn't happen all the time in Green Bay. It's happening in Milwaukee. This is Giannis's team. It is Giannis's city. And what needs to happen is this team needs to make moves to contend for championships. Yesterday's move was just that. I don't think it was his messaging, to go back to your question, Tony, was, hey, go get Damian Lillard or I'm leaving, right? That's not the way I took it or perceived it. I more took it as, hey, clearly last year wasn't good enough. I don't know that even Giannis expected a Damian Lillard trade, but I think he's just honest, right? He wants to win titles, and as far as I'm aware, he still wants to do that in Milwaukee.
Go back to this. What was missing? Like, here was a team that in the last two playoff series, Chris Middleton gets hurt in the Celtics series, and then it's a five-game loss to Miami, but Giannis is out. He comes back. He's not quite the same. It was miscoached, so you got rid of the coach. What was the consensus of, if this team is going to beat a Denver in the finals or the Celtics in the playoffs, this team needs to have X? What was X?
I'm glad you bring that up, because I actually remember talking to you, Tony, on Wake Up Call after the Celtics series 2 years ago when they were eliminated. I believe that was the Eastern Conference Finals or semifinals. And I told you what they were missing then. It was an offensive flamethrower, right? Couldn't replace Chris Middleton scoring, as he missed that series 2 years ago. And Jrue Holiday just hasn't been able to turn it up offensively in the postseason. I mean, he didn't really do it in 2021. He certainly turned it up defensively. He's one of the best defensive guards in the NBA. So that will certainly be missed, bringing in Damian Lillard, who's also solid defensively, but he ain't Jrue Holiday. So they've missed offensive firepower. Now I think you feel really comfortable about your number two behind Giannis, which of course is Dame Lillard. And that now makes Chris Middleton the number three scoring option, right? Where in years past, he's been that number two option, and they dearly missed him 2 years ago when they lost to the Celtics. So this shakes some things up from an offensive standpoint. And I think that's why Vegas and I agree the Bucks have to be the early favorite to win the title next year.
All right, let's get to the Green Bay Packers. So tonight they're taking on the Detroit Lions, and as many of us who have been following the saga of quarterback situation in Green Bay have been saying, okay, when Love does take this job over, he's not following a Hall of Famer, he's following two. That is a very daunting task. How have you graded him in these first three games?
Yeah, so not to get too inside the weeds, but we're three games in. That's 12 quarters of football. I would say eight of those quarters have been good to very good. I would say three of those quarters, the fourth quarter last week and the third quarters in week one and two, were really good. I would say four quarters have been subpar or bad. That would be the fourth quarter against Atlanta when they collapsed 2 weeks ago. And the first really three quarters last week against New Orleans before that awesome fourth quarter comeback have been probably subpar or bad. So I think he's been good. I think he's been better than I expected. But I would say I feel comfortable through 3 weeks saying he's probably the guy for the foreseeable future. I'm not ready to put the gold jacket on him, as many jokes as I've made about that over the course of the last few weeks. Do I think he can get to that level? Maybe. We don't know what his ceiling is yet. But I think he has been a very serviceable quarterback. And I think this proves a lot about the head coach, Matt LaFleur, and his offensive abilities, obviously coming from that Shanahan, McVay, McDaniel tree. He knows offensive football, and he has a quarterback that is willing to run it to a tee, and it's worked out for them now 2-1 through 3 weeks.
Has it helped or hurt that he has been on the team with Rodgers? He's not coming in fresh, meaning I don't know what happened here before, like some quarterbacks do when they replace legends, but that he's had a few years. He knows how this works. He knows this organization. He knows the fans. He knows how much tradition is there in terms of quarterbacks. Has it helped or hurt that he's been on the team before?
I think you just answered your own question. I think it helped. I think it undeniably helped, right? I think those two, and Aaron Rodgers now, and it sucks what happened to him in New York, but he's still doing the Pat McAfee show, so I've kept a kind of a side eye on it this year.
Sure.
But, you know, talking about how close those two guys are, I think Rodgers was a lot better to Love than Favre was to Rodgers when he replaced him 15-plus years ago now. I think it helped, right? You learn the system. You learn the ins and outs of it. And Jordan, like I was referring to a bit ago, Aaron Rodgers often would audible things, right? He would change things at the line of scrimmage, but he is one of the all-time greats at that. So he would have that freedom. I don't think Jordan Love is to that level in terms of that department, right? The heads up, hey, let's change this really quickly and burn them for however many yards. Where Jordan Love is going to run the ins and outs of a Matt LaFleur offense, and for 3 weeks, it's looked really nice, right? They're putting points on the board, more points than they probably should, as they've been without a guy like Aaron Jones for the last 2 weeks, as they've been without a guy like Christian Watson, who's going to make his season debut tonight, who is renowned as their number one receiver heading into this season. So, and their two top offensive linemen, by the way, also not going to play tonight. So they're still putting up points, and they've won two of those three games. They probably should have won all three. So, yeah, I think to go back to your question, it's helped.
All right. I did want to ask you about Watson. You mentioned he will play tonight. They were optimistic about Jones. Is he not playing, or what's his status?
He will be playing, and it sounds like Christian Watson will be on kind of a snap count, but he will. Both of those guys will play tonight.
About the Lions, I mean, this was a team that beat the Packers twice last year. They're a feel-good story, but the larger context of what this game is, it is early, I get it, but it is a divisional battle. It's between two teams that are sort of separating themselves a touch from everybody else in that division. So what does this game, does it have? What kind of value does it have this early in the season, albeit a divisional game?
Yeah, you know, I have the tendency, and you and I have done this together enough times, Tony, where I tend to overreact sometimes.
I will admit
that. It's a first-place game in week four. That's about 25% of the season, right?
Right.
So you said kind of separating themselves, and I would agree with that, right? Although the Vikings are 0-3, they're probably better than an 0-3 team. The Bears aren't.
The Bears aren't. Yeah, right, boring. Exactly.
it's absolutely hilarious. But I will say, this puts you in the, this puts you, you know, you're the leader in the clubhouse through 4 weeks. That's a good sign. There has to be some frustration for the Packers, those players, which is only some of them for how young they are, but the players that were on this team a year ago. The Lions came into your house in week 18 and ruined your playoff chances. There has to be some frustration. Get your lick back tonight. Get back on track. Be atop the division. It's an interesting game. I'm super intrigued by this Thursday night battle tonight, because those Thursday night games aren't always so fun. I think tonight will be.
Alex, great stuff. Really appreciate your time. Thank you so much, as always, my man.
Always good catching up with you. I didn't drop a single Taylor Swift reference. I'm disappointed
nice.
In myself. I'll do better next time.
Alex Trevelyan, host of Green Bay Game Day on ESPN Wisconsin and ESPN Madison. Appreciate your time as always, my man. And we'll continue with Wake Up Calls. We'll look at, again at this Thursday night game. And like he said, it's you're the leader in the clubhouse after 4 weeks. It's a 25% of the season. Yeah, you're over these two winless teams in the division in both Minnesota and Chicago. Minnesota should be a little bit better, but the Bears are going no place. And yeah, it is something. I mean, remember last year, the Lions had nothing to play for. They had found out before that they were not in the playoffs. They found out Seattle had won. Their chance of making the postseason were gone, and yet they beat Aaron Rodgers at Lambeau Field for the final game of the season in his final game in a Green Bay Packers uniform. Yeah, there's a lot there with Dan Campbell. He knows how to get fired up for games like this. But Jordan Love, yeah, we'll see what he has tonight when the Packers take on the Lions. We'll continue with Wake Up Call.